Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
What do you think a nutmaxer is?
Somebody who rubs it to the max.
That's a good guess.
Okay.
It's not correct. But you're in the ballpark.
Somebody who tries to increase their volume.
That's what a nutmaxer is.
Okay. Okay. Getting maximum.
So it's apparently, according to this article, this is something they would say is it has an online community that's very interested in that. Like a subreddit. Not going to say what it's called. I literally can't say what it's called on the radio.
Oh, it's not just nutmaxers?
Nope. 47,000 visitors on a regular week with 600 weekly contributions.
Okay.
With ideas of how to perform various tasks, like more Spider-Man-like.
Mm. Ew.
Monsters.
Monsters.
Monster maximum.
Stuff. Okay, so gotcha. So set to fire hose.
Okay. Yeah, shooting ropes. My question before we continue is, like, when you have a girls' weekend or when you all are out and you're talking, does anyone ever discuss that that's not a guy?
Like volume?
No, I don't know that I've ever had that conversation with a... When we talk about volume, we generally talk about how heavy our periods are.
Right!
That's so weird to think about.
This is strictly a guy's watching porn creating a fallacy competition for themselves, right?
Yeah. It's got to be. Well, and the crazy thing is, you know, the more you find out about how things work, now you know, I think most of us know, that, you know, the industry has said, oh, yeah, we use, you know, so it looks better. Sometimes it's what the guy is making, but a lot of times it's because we're doing scenes over and over, or we're doing this or that. I mean, it's like, I mean, it's different batters and, you know, things mixed with water and, you know, whatever. It's like, it's concoctions and they're just squirting it off camera.
I think we had just talked about that when
there was
we were talking about
the recipes.
Mm-hmm. Of the recipes, because they were talking about how there's less men in porn now. And maybe it's because they're insecure about their load size.
That's true. Men are, though, using their own bodies as test subjects, have determined that a combination of zinc, pygium, P-Y-G-E-U-M, L-citrulline, and lecithin is the holy grail of maxing out.
Are those, like, things that are available to people?
Probably.
Like, can you go into the pharmacy?
Lecithin was a supplement that I used to put in the dog food that I made for my dogs.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a supplement made for dogs. It's just...
Is it like a powder or
a flake powder? Yeah.
Is it like a thickening agent? Because it makes it lecithin. Lecithin!
What just happened?
So it's like an Italian... It might be.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't ask the dog.
Okay. It's a standard supplement that you can get in just places.
But yeah, all of those things are available. I mean, obviously zinc is. I don't know what pygium is.
How do you spell that?
P-Y-G-E-U-M.
Maybe Maitland has an idea of what a pygium is.
Pygium.
The pigeons brought it.
Yeah.
They're our friends. We've been very mean to them.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can readily get that as well.
So Mike, age 27, says he began trying to increase his exports.
Uh huh.
Per round.
Okay.
In 2000
per capita.
Per capita in 2021, after seeing an ad for a product that said it could do it on a site, like when we saw the one in the gas station probably 15 years ago mm-hmm. when we couldn't believe it was right there by the counter. And there was a little glass opening where you could talk to the person behind the counter. And one of us, we were buying sodas on the way to Illinois for a trip. And we're like, hey, does this ejaculoid work?
Yeah. Number just one choice of it. Truckers.
Yep. That's what it said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Truckers, the first industry to care about their loads.
That was
no pun intended.
Obviously. I mean, obviously, if somebody's going to care about a load.
So Mike, age 27, said, I didn't believe it for a second, but I did start reading about it on Reddit. And I was like, what are all these supplements doing? Quarantined with his college girlfriend in her parents' beach house, there wasn't much to do besides have sex. Mike, who, like others in the story.
Rough days in your history. Yeah.
That's how I think of COVID. Quarantined at the beach house having sex.
Yep. Yeah, that was my experience.
Yeah. I was washing the outside of potato chip bags. Our experiences were different.
Yes. He said he struggled to feel like he could keep up with his girlfriend's libido. And he said she desired greater, more frequent loads
of laundry.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Clearly.
I feel drained. I feel exhausted. After once or twice a day, not, you know, it's basically dust.
Okay.
Hmm. So for 6 months, I started experimenting with different stacks. They refer to stacks as their combinations of supplements.
Okay.
I would read about it on Reddit, and then I would try it and keep track of the results. So he has like a load notebook.
What's he got like?
That's weird.
Has he got like beakers and stuff so he can measure volume?
I think it's a. We'll get to that.
I mean,
okay.
Marcus is a nurse practitioner from North Carolina. He experimented with a bunch of stacks he learned about on the subreddit. Blank, blank loads. He has grown comfortable enough in the sub to use a shot glass and share photos so his peers can judge it.
Oh, that's a creep. That's a creep.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for exact amounts, you know, shot glass is roughly an ounce.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, it has measurements on the side if you get a nice one.
He says,
he's just being a scientist, guys.
It's science. It's science.
You want to hear the quote of the year from the guy who posts shot glasses of his three on a website designed to help people?
So he posts pictures of it?
On the subreddit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe he just used it and then reported
no,
back.
He's posting
photos.
Pictures.
Okay.
He says, I think the reason I do it is I just like the community. That's not
Yeah,
it.
You like the community of... Of other tossers.
Emphasis on the first syllable.
Yeah.
The biggest debate currently
still
is
got
on the dosing of supplements needed to get results. All manner of specific interests have found a home on Reddit.
Yeah. Yes.
That's podcast true. Episodes. But apparently there's a gold rush, so to speak, of podcast episodes and YouTube videos devoted to increasing volume.
Well, you want to talk.
If I came into work one day and you guys said, "Oh, how was your weekend? Or what'd you do on the drive in this morning?" Oh, listen to my load podcast.
Yeah.
If you said that, I would assume it was about trucking and you had gotten back into that video game.
Oh yeah,
virtual trucker or whatever.
Yeah.
I was sorely disappointed when he went to the dollop. Oh, I thought this was gonna be about something else.
I want to know. I'm curious about this.
Now, this is from urologist and YouTuber Dr. Rena Malik. She says she has a mix that is an alternative to Viagra and Cialis. She has a specific video that is about the volume, and she recommends hydration, not smoking, longer foreplay, and waiting longer. These are all things that you would know if you're a guy and have paid any attention at all.
Yeah
that doesn't sound like it has any less a thin in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Treat yourself a little better and wait a little longer.
Yeah. You wait a while. It's like shooting a musket gun.
Yeah.
If you're doing it all the time, it's like, here's a bag of BBs on the floor.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to give it a little time to let the rain barrel fill up. You're dumping it out every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But this is guys doing this to impress themselves. Steve's right. Yeah. There's never been a time where a guy with any sense of normalcy and decorum that has real friends has said to his friends, "Hey, you should have seen how big it was." That's not a conversation that takes place with normal dudes.
Not normal dudes, but I'll bet there's a section of dudes that this happens. Yeah, it's the, you know, it's the sack tappers. The people want to brag about that kind of stuff. Kind of guys that get strippers for their, you know, bachelor parties.
And think you can do whatever you want because it's a...
Yeah, definitely there's these types of guys. And I'm certain there's certain women who, you know...
Okay.
Want to, you know, have more paint on their palette.
Well...
There's that
hot wings you just mentioned. That
is absolutely
sauce on my chin.
That's a quote. This text, completely honest and transparent, but as clean as I can think of a way to say it. I've asked my husband to increase volume because it's most definitely a thing for me. I'm going to get mad if I put all that work in and then there's just a little bit of squeeze.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Pick any topic. We've talked about this 1,000 times. Pick any topic. Somebody's going to be turned on by it or into it or have a fetish about it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said more Italian for Maitland. Innuendo, the Italian suppository.
Innuendo.
Let's see. Dr. Michael Eisenberg, professor of urology at Stanford's School of Medicine, said, there certainly is a lot of interest in this currently. The data around supplements to improve is mixed. There's data that certain supplements like vitamin D, selenium, and zinc can improve quality of number three. For men deficient in zinc, there's a suggestion that it could increase volume. For all the talk about having a max load, there is not a lot of science on what is a normal one. Steve?
I need to read the screenshot that was sent to us. It says the record for the farthest
throw
shot
is
held by Horst Schultz.
Horst.
Who achieved a distance of 18 feet, 9 inches.
No.
18 feet. Holy
cow. He also
set
records for the greatest height at 12 feet, 4 inches and the highest recorded speed at 42.7 miles per hour.
Oh, my God. Now, that thing had a whistle when it went by.
This was tweeted by somebody, and then the reply from God at the tweet of God says, what an effing nightmare you people are.
Oh, my gosh.
42 miles per hour.
Yeah.
18 feet.
That's...
You're right. I bet that goes by sounding like one of those whistling Nerf footballs.
Yes. The turbo blaster or whatever.
That's crazy.
Well done, Horst Schultz.
0.1 to 11 milliliters is the normal range. Well, that's a big difference.
Give
also,
American.
I'm American, so I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Half a teaspoon. There. Now I kind of know.
Say, how many Oreos?
Well, about half the cream of an Oreo, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Just want to know if I'm normal or not.
Apparently, male Kegels will help you more if you want to get a greater distance.
Well, that's going to give you the distance. So,
a chiropractor in Alpena, Michigan, on the Sunrise side recommends 24 ingredients to patients.
24 ingredients? That's too many.
He's the intimacy nutrition doc. I try to balance things based on ancient wisdom, biblical wisdom from the Song of Solomon, Taoist tradition, tantric tradition. Then I look for common threads that weave between all of those and scientific papers. That seems cuckoo bananas, if I'm being honest.
Okay, sounds like you're just kind of making stuff up. 24 is too many. You're going to have to put that into a potion for me.
Well, we wish all the best of luck to all of you nutmaxers out there.
Mm-hmm. This text from the 615. This is a disgusting conversation. Grow up. I agree. You guys grow up.
Next week it'll be, the show's changed. It used to be so raw.
Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah, look, we're talking about science. I don't know why science is gross to you. Yeah. I mean, these are, you know, normal human condition things.
Yeah, eat it. Or don't. Whatever you want.
Put in a shot
glass. Sauce in your mouth is better than on your chin.
That's right.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever.
Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.